right, probably in a little while, we're going to talk about a story that's starting to break, and it involves President Donald Trump. Yesterday, we told you that he had said something to a world leader that people on his own staff called so troubling.
He had to file a report.
Yeah. We're starting to find out that whatever Trump said, it had to do with the Ukrainian president, and it had to do with investigating Joe Biden's son.
Now, we don't know which one. Joe Biden's son, one of his sons
passed
died.
Away.
Right.
Yeah.
Another one, we don't know what that. Why would the Ukrainian government have to investigate? We don't know.
Well,
but it's becoming a bigger story.
It is. And you can tell the political season absolutely has started.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we had Russia a few years ago. We had, you know, the Trump meeting at Trump Towers, and they had a Russian in there, and people were going crazy, and, oh, I got information on Hillary Clinton. And so we're working on this story. We don't know if it's a bunch of nothing or if there's actually something there. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll have something coming up. But right now, this also, speaking of the political season, this came out today. Arizona Democrats are debating whether or not to allow independent voters to actually vote in the party's presidential preference election, which is coming up.
So keep in mind what we do in Arizona is in that presidential preference, if you're a Republican, you vote. If you're a Democrat, you vote. If you're an independent, you don't get to vote. Okay? Independents are held out.
Right.
I never understood it. I don't like that. I think people that are in the middle should be able to vote. But it's an interesting question. Why would Democrats want this? Because remember what the Republican Party did in Arizona. They said, you know what? We're going to save a bunch of money. We're not going to have the presidential preference election because Trump isn't running against anybody.
Yeah, there's an incumbent already. Yeah.
Yeah. Now that's happened before, happened during the Obama years. So it's not an unprecedented move. But this could be Democrats talking about having independents vote in their party's election. What does all of this mean? Joining us now is Dr. Mike O'Neill, KTAR News political analyst. Hey, Dr. Mike, how are you today?
I'm great. Good afternoon.
So my first question is, why do Democrats want to let independents in?
Well, we don't. Not all of them do. We don't know. We do know, however, that this presidential preference election is kind of an anomaly. Independents are already okay to vote in regular Arizona primary elections. Ditto, like they have it, they could also vote in a Republican primary election. The sole anomaly is the presidential primary, and I don't think there was an explicit decision to do this. Rather, in a separate vote, people voted to open up the regular primaries, but this was sort of overlooked in the process, and I think many view this as just sort of cleaning up the books and bringing this into conformity with everything else.
But does this change the way independents can vote? Will it change forever that for the rest of the election that independents will be allowed to choose in the presidential preference primary, which is a big deal?
Well, if we change it, it's probably going to be permanent. I think the biggest part of the deal for the Democrats is that it would be kind of a welcoming invitation, say you're welcome to participate in their primary, and you hope that as a result of that, more of those people than would otherwise occur might tend to vote Democratic in November.
So that could be the advantage. What would the disadvantage be?
You know, the only disadvantage is, I mean, there's some chance of mischief if, for example, other people come in and you were really a closet Republican and you vote for who you think is the least likely to win Democratic candidate. But I tell you, those things are raised all the time and there's almost never anything to it because you'd have to get significant numbers of people to often vote for the candidate they like the least. And there's something that just doesn't sit well with people. The occasional person can do it, but there's been almost no instance of that kind of mischief that I've really ever seen.
So let me be real clear here. In the presidential preference elections in Arizona, were independents ever allowed to vote?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. So this would be one of the first times in the presidential
In Arizona,
the presidential preference election that independents would be welcomed by one of the two parties.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay.
And I think if they opened it up, I think it would be very difficult for the Republicans not to follow suit. Now, of course, they've canceled their whole election. But I would imagine if the Democrats open it up, the Republicans would say, well, in future elections, you're welcome to vote in our primary as well, because I think otherwise the Democrats would achieve a kind of a tactical advantage by having this openness to independence that wasn't shared by Republicans.
Dr. Michael Neal's joining us, KTAR political analyst. Arizona Democrats may allow independence.
Supposedly this is going to be decided tomorrow.
On Saturday,
yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
To participate, have independents participate in the Democratic 2020 presidential preference election. They don't have to register as a member of the Democratic Party. They can stay independent and actually, you know, go ahead and vote. Is this their big plan, in your opinion, to turn Arizona from purple to blue?
No, actually, I don't think this is the Democratic plan. This was instigated by the Independent Voting Group, which is an advocacy group for independent voters. They're the people who started this. And they are doing things like this all around the country, trying to expand the franchise for independent voters. Now, I think it might have that byproduct. I think, on balance, it would be probably a wise tactical thing for the Democrats to say yes. But they were not the original impetus. It was the independents themselves.
Got it.
Dr. Mike O'Neill, he's our political analyst. He also hosts the Think Tank right here on Sundays on KTAR. Dr. Mike, have a great weekend.
You bet. Take care.
Thank you.
What do you make of this?
Okay, what I make of this is a great strategy
for the Democrats.
For the Democrats.
All right.
By saying, we recognize you as a growing voter bloc. It is not 50% Democrats, 50% Republican here in Arizona. Remember, last election, it was a third, a third, and a third. And that independent stripe or that independent group is growing bigger with all the silly stuff that's going on between the Republicans and the Democrats. A lot of people are saying, you know what? I want to be in the middle, or I'm more centrist rather than, you know, backing Trump or backing Nancy Pelosi or whatever. Right. This is a great invitation, and it's a great strategy, as Dr. Mike pointed out. Maybe you'll be more inclined to vote Democrat because they included you this time.
It's an olive branch.
Exactly.
Interesting. Okay. We'll get more into that later on, but Arizona Democrats, they may want independents to vote in their presidential preference in 2020.
Right.
All right. Coming up next, a story you have to hear. Why did a Glendale police officer drive a 94-year-old World War II veteran 2,000 miles from Phoenix to Florida? The Glendale cop is going to join us next and tell us why he did it. Stick around.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos.